For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6, verses 21. What is a treasure that God has given you? When I think about treasure, I think about the spiritual gift that God has given each and every one of us. Each and every one of us has a gift from God. And your gift could be that of leadership. It could be that of communication. It could be that of generosity. It could be that of prayer, encouragement, singing, encouraging, teaching, preaching. There are so many spiritual gifts that God has given us. And to really tap into the thing that God has given us, what you should do is first take some time and pray and say, God, what is my spiritual gift? What is the thing that you have given me that you want me to impart upon the world? Typically, your spiritual gift comes naturally. So if you're sitting down on a Thursday evening and you think, I want to donate to this charity. You probably have a spiritual gift of generosity. You weren't prompted. Nobody told you to do it. You just did it. And if you're sitting down on a Thursday afternoon and you decide, I want to call and pray with this person, that may be your spiritual gift. No gift is better than the other. My gift isn't better than yours. Your gift isn't better than mine. But the key is your treasure, which is your gift. Are you burying that treasure or are you using it? Because where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. So if I'm focused so much on the treasure of attaining success and wealth and accolades, that's where my heart is. If I'm focused on the treasure of prayer and humility, that's where my heart is. And why is it so important for us to take this treasure that God has given us and not bury it and not just sit on it? The parable of the farmer that gave his workers different amounts of talents come to mind. And talents were essentially like money. But again, I think talents, your spiritual gift, your treasures. So the talents, the one person, he gave them 50 talents and they took the 50 talents and they 10x'd it. The next person, he gave them their talents and they 2x'd it. The third person took the talents and buried them in the ground. And the farmer said, wait, you didn't do anything? You didn't even give them away? Like, you have not done what is pleasing to me. But the person who 10x'd them and the person who doubled them, they took what I gave them and they used it for good. And because they took what little I gave them and gave it back out into the world, they gave it back. They literally gave back to me what I gave them. I was able to 10x it and I was able to double it. But if you bury your talent, God can't do anything with it. If you bury what God has given you, He can't multiply it, make it go. Even if it's 1x, even if you have a gift and maybe you don't impact millions of people, but maybe you impact the people in your home, just your spouse, just your children. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if your heart is full of anxiety and not wanting to come out of your shell and not wanting to use these spiritual gifts, that's going to weigh you down. That's going to cause you anxiety. So the treasure that God has given you, your spiritual gifts, it is your responsibility to use those, to not bury them, to allow God to use you as He sees fit. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, your humble servants today, and we ask that you reveal our spiritual gifts to us. Reveal them to us. Show them to us. Make it known to us what the spiritual gifts are. Our natural ability that you want us to go into the world and sow seeds into those who need seeds sowed into. Reveal them to us, Lord. And I ask, as we tap into this area that may feel uncomfortable for some of us, that you lead us and guide us. that you carry us, that you help us have the confidence that we need to share our spiritual gifts, our ministry with the world. Lord, we love you so much. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.